The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good afternoon, this is Bill Bunkley, and you have tuned in to the Bill Bunkley Show here on the Biz Channel, here on the Answer Channel, and on Let's Talk Faith. Glad to have you here for all of our different constituency groups, part of the Salem Radio Network here in Tampa, and I'm delighted to have you with us here this afternoon. Well, we got a heat wave that's right smack middle in the United States, and record temperatures are going to be up, and I think that 90% of the country is going to be at least 90 degrees or higher. So guess what? All those global warming gurus are going to be out now pointing to this, and the whole climate change situation is probably going to get a little press the next couple of days. So enough said about that. How's your day going? I hope your day is going pretty good. I'm in the midst of doing a ton of paperwork outside of the station, and I tell you what, I just, do you hear in my voice how much I love paperwork, how I love putting together, I've got to get some stuff to my accountant because I've been a little bit tardy, so when you have that kind of a cerebral day, that's you know, I'm a creative person, I'm not the detail person. I certainly would have always failed at being a CPA or an accountant. But I tell you what, I really love and appreciate those people that in fact, is their calling. So we have a lot to talk about today, an awful lot to talk about today. But first, let's check with the markets and see what's happening there. And we have our friends with the Biz Channel this afternoon that we are always delighted to have you on board. And if you hadn't had a chance to hear some of those closing numbers, let's go ahead and give our platform there some information. Next, by the way, Netflix drops 10% after missing on the global paid subscription. So I warned you about earnings season. Didn't necessarily think that Netflix was not going to come in, but 10% is a pretty good drop. And as we're looking for profits right now, hard to tell, even though we're still getting some pretty strong economic data, which means that we might not have that reduction in interest rates as we were looking for. Nonetheless, one of the Fed governors said that there was an expectation of possibly 2 rate drops in 2019, the 6 months to go. So that's something to just put in your mind if you are in the not only for your 401k, your retirement accounts, but just overall what's happening in the market. So, and again, because of earnings, we've got some numbers that are off. Dow Jones Industrials, a little reality today, off 115.7 points to close at 27,219.85. The S&P 500, 19.62. That was off 29,84.42 at the close. And NASDAQ off 37.59, closing at 8185.21. And so a little bit of reality coming in terms of the earning season. So we'll have a little bit more of volatility in the markets. And for those of you that are investors or traders, you probably know a little bit what I'm talking about when I'm talking about volatility. Just means that there are ways to gauge whether a price of a stock is sort of calm, not any real factors coming along that's going to generate up or down movement. But now that they're getting a little bit squeamish about what may come in the near future, the next 30, 60 days as the earnings season is upon us again, That's where the volatility rankings get up a little bit higher because there could be more swings in the stocks. But anyway, we appreciate you listening in on the biz this afternoon and hope that we give you a little bit of glimpse of what's happening. Well, on today's program, Senator Ted Cruz's Constitutional Committee, he's the subcommittee chair, he questioned Google and Salem host Dennis Prager yesterday. Finally, it was scheduled for 2:30. The meeting didn't start till 4:30, and Dennis Prager didn't testify till probably almost 7 o'clock last night. And that's our focus is not only on overall censorship, but Prager used censorship. We'll talk about that on today's program. This is a travesty. $76 billion with a B, opioid pills were prescribed by doctors between 2006 and 2012. Over a six-year period, 76 billion opioid pills. We'll talk about that travesty on today's program. And Gospel for Asia got a report that's really disturbing as well. Update is that 218 million children globally are in what we know to be forced labor and involved with the sex trade. These are underage kids, boys and girls. We'll talk about that. State Department making religious freedom abroad a top priority. Mike Pompeo in a very special ministerial meeting that's happening in Washington, D.C. on that same subject with folks. They had to turn people away. Registration had to be closed early about a month ago. And people have come from all over the globe for the second annual meeting to talk about religious persecution and how to combat it in the world. We'll talk about that on today's program as well. Well, big dust up with the president. As you probably already know, they're going to have a vote in the House on impeachment. Politics, politics, politics. That's what so much of this is all about. And the president invited one of the members of Congress, or maybe all four, because I didn't pay that real close to this dust-up because it's mainly politics, but his invitation over the weekend for her to leave the country if she didn't like it, as everything else it has to do with President Trump, it's the issue of whether it was a racist comment or not. Okay. But I want to pass something along to you because the president, tonight's going to be pretty interesting. I don't know if Fox is going to cover it or not. We'll probably have some sound bites tomorrow. But the president is going to be boarding Air Force One here shortly and heading for Greenville, North Carolina. He has a rally in store tonight in Greenville, North Carolina. And, well, he's going to be talking about people who love America, people who hate America. So I would imagine that all of this uproar is going to be continuing tonight. And just a quick comment about that. And by the way, I forgot to tell you, remind you, if you'd like to be part of this conversation or others today, here's how you can call in. Toll-free 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. As always, Mike Miracle is standing by and can plug you right in if you would like to be a part of our program this afternoon. So keep in mind that this is a very interesting situation, and that's because the president is, I think, in the midst of his chess match. I heard a quote today that I thought was pretty accurate. President Trump, in his strategy, you can't think of him as a checkers person. You got to think of him and his strategy as a chess match. He is very unconventional. He's very calculating. Neither of those I have to tell this audience. But my point is that his popularity since Sunday has gone up. That's right. The president's popularity has gone up since Sunday. Now, Reuters is reporting that support for the president increased, are you ready for this, slightly among Republicans after he lashed out on Twitter in the so-called racially, I'm quoting Reuters, I'm saying it's not, on the four minority Democratic congresswomen. So the poll that was conducted yesterday and Monday, after he told them to pack up and go home, et cetera, he rose by 5 percentage points to an approval rating of 72% compared with a poll that ran last week. So what does that tell you? It really tells you that I think a lot of, certainly Republicans, I think independents, I think they're really paying attention to some degree because a lot of America has tuned out this war going back and forth and the rhetoric, but it definitely is part of Trump's strategy. And because as he continues to use the bully pulpit as well as the Twitter pulpit, and quite frankly, some of these freshmen, leftists, congresswomen, really seem to take turns at giving him great ammunition in terms of either quote statements or actions that really fires up the right and, fires up probably, mom and dad, just, mom and dad, men, women, regular folks saying, you know what? This idea that you can't condemn terrorism, as I shared yesterday, and quotes are coming out of the four saying, well, you know what, if you're a white person, I wouldn't expect you to condemn a white mass murdering. I guess that's because they're so captivated with this, white privilege deal. I'm just saying this, that the flyover country, you got the media markets, you got the left coast, the right coast, and then you got all the rest of America. I don't think that America is buying the socialism and the product that the Democrats are offering. And I think the president is well tuned into that. And I think that on the surface, many of the things that he says in terms of characteristic of people, I wish he hadn't made this comment. I don't think this comment was necessary for the president to voice. However, it's just like the fact that I don't like negative campaign ads, but unfortunately, negative campaign ads work. They work very effectively. And so in a parallel, I don't like what the president's doing in terms of the name calling and everything, but the way this civilization is that is resonating with people. And I don't think that when you go 5 percentage points up at 72%, I can't even imagine that he's going south on his popularity. Now, if you're on the far left and even some of the liberals, look, nothing's going to change their disdain for the president. But we shall see how it all plays out. But I think this is President Trump made a move this weekend, and he's going to make another move tonight. And love him or hate him, he's pretty effective with this stuff, and I'm sure he'll have some juicy one-liners tonight. By the way, Dr. Nguyen, the head of Planned Parenthood, president, I should say, got fired yesterday. Secret meeting of the board for Planned Parenthood. They let her know that she was out, probably unhappy about losing all that money. I'm Bill Bunkley, 877-943-9673. We'll take your calls next.
Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down.
Did you know the human body does not make its own vitamin C? That's right. That's why it's critical to supplement your diet with a good source of vitamin C every single day. Aqua Powders Vitamin C is a safe, effective, and delicious way to get the powerful vitamin C your body needs. And it's easy. Just mix with water and drink. Feel more energy, boost your immune system, and fight free radical damage. The secret is that Aqua Powders Vitamin C combines nature's most potent forms of vitamin C, including Acerola cherry, to deliver 2,000 milligrams per serving. That's real protection. And Aqua Powders Vitamin C is available on Amazon. That's spelled AQUAPOWDERZ. Vitamin C is one of the best things you can do for your health, and Aqua Powders is one of the best ways to get vitamin C. So go to Amazon now and get your Aqua Powders Vitamin C today. And remember, Aqua Powders transforms water into wellness.
Imagine doing one thing that gives you an entirely different perspective about your place in the world. Think it would be worth it? Dennis Prager here inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour, a tour through the land of Israel in December 2019. Come with me to get firsthand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. Walk the ancient temple steps, sail on the Sea of Galilee, and so many more unforgettable moments. Return home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity. With expert guides and important lectures at key sites, we'll be together in the comfort and safety of luxurious accommodations the whole time. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose.
Join Dennis Prager on the Stand with Israel tour. Book today at 800-247-1899, 800-247-1899. Or click on the Stand with Israel banner at letstalkfaith.com.
Hey, we're back. A little bass action for you today on our bumper music on the Bill Bunkley Show. We're live, and the phone number is 877-943-9673. And I know we have Sue standing by, but Mike, where's Sue calling in from? Sue is calling in from beautiful Hudson. Sue, welcome to the Bill Bunkley Show.
Hi, thank you. For
How are you?
Call. I'm doing well.
Good. What do you want to share today?
Well, what I wanted to share is, I know you've been talking about Donald Trump and what he said recently, and what he said had nothing to do with racism whatsoever. What he said was what probably, like your poll shows, most Americans were already thinking in their hearts already, is that we're tired of the political correctness that has seemed to have taken over our country. We're tired of the left telling moderate to conservative Christians or moderate just Americans how we're supposed to think about every subject, how we're supposed to view everything. And Donald Trump is speaking what the heart of America is longing for again. And that's to have patriotism brought back in, God, country, and be proud of who we are. The previous administration did nothing but tear our country down and divide us and separate us by races. I swear I've never seen anything like it in my life like that. And it's refreshing. I mean, it's not, he isn't always saying things the right way or the politically correct way, but he's saying what most of us are thinking anyway. The four people that he's attacking, they are outrageously against America. They are always putting us down and saying how we're racist, we're misogynist, we're this, we're that. And you know what? Most Americans who are so blessed to live in America, we don't feel that way at all about our country or about how our history is or anything. Yes, America has made mistakes with slavery and different things. Like most countries have had issues, every country has. But we're still the greatest nation on this earth, and we help every other nation in the whole world. And they don't get it. And they're here with another agenda to take us down. And we're wise to their ways, and so is Donald Trump. And he is, I believe, God's man of the hour. And I support him strongly. And I like I say, I don't always like a lot of his tweets and everything.
Yes, yes.
It's so effective. But what he does, it's amazing.
Well, it's like I said, and that is, I abhor negative campaigning, ads, television. When I ran for the legislature, the trial bar, I was ahead on a Thursday. They put together a bunch of just lies and scandalous stuff that ran from then to election day, and I lost by 60-some-odd votes. So I've always abhorred negative advertising. But the problem is it works. And the same way here, the president has found his own way because I don't condone any name-calling whatsoever. But at the same time, I'm not the country. I'm not, you know, maybe typical of what moves public opinion. But I tell you, there's a lot of people that are just sick and tired of the bashing of America, the anti-America. And you could have a whole chronicle of the quotes that, unfortunately, these four women have shared. They're also very much causing some issues with the Democratic Party, Nancy Pelosi. And I just hope our audience realizes now. And by the way, Sue, you ought to have your own talk show because you did that marvelously. But I would say that people need to realize that we no longer just have liberals. Liberals are lightweights. We now have the extremist left. And the key is the word extremist left. Because the extreme left is not your typical liberal. And I'm not saying lightweight in a disrespectful way, because I respect liberal philosophy. I respect conservative philosophy. I respect Christian worldview philosophy. But I want to make sure, and I'll give you the last word, Sue, is that our angst right now as conservatives, or me as a Christ follower, not so much against liberals. It's the far-left liberals who started this nonsense with this very ignorant position on moving towards socialism, giving all our young people more and more of these false ideas that somebody else is going to pay for everything they want in their life. And so, you know, our battle is maybe not so much with the liberals as it is with the extreme left, but you are absolutely correct that other than a far left or a very, very committed liberal who hates Trump already, I just bet if you talk to the average Joe and Mary on the street and say, hey, if you've got someone who's in government complaining so much, you know, hey, how about just going, I don't want to say go back to your home country, just go home, you know, go home, because you're really mucking up the process, just putting stuff in the gears of making progress. We can't get anywhere. But, Sue, you did a great job sharing that. And I bet you, Sue, tonight the president has some more up his sleeve in the master chess match.
I bet he does. And like you said, his ratings in the polls went up because that's how most people feel. I feel that there is a far-left agenda that is trying to take our country down, and I think he's very well aware of that and doing everything. For a man who is 72 years old, who works nonstop, day and night, I don't even know how he's doing what he does at his age. But he's doing an amazing job as president, and he loves America. If you can't see that Donald Trump loves America, you're not looking very hard.
Well, I'll say this. Got to go and get a commercial break, but I don't know anybody left or right who functions like the bunny on the Ever Ready battery commercials. I don't know where he gets it, and it's not just the energy, but the inner motivation to keep it up. And I doubt whether anybody I know could be standing up to the left since he was elected to office and also campaigning. I don't know anybody else who could have stood up and traded barbs with the left like he has. And that's why you got to respect the guy, even though if you don't like his bedside manner at times.
Yep.
All right, so we got to get out of here. Hey, thank you so much. And I just hope you have a blessed day. Thanks for your comments.
Thank you. God bless.
All right, you too. All right, coming up in a moment, got some more callers. Phone line, we have a line open for you at 877-943-9673, 877-943-9673. So what do you think? Has the president struck a nerve? Are the Democrats possibly digging a deeper hole? First it was socialism. Now they're going to have a vote to impeach the president. Are they overplaying their card to the general American voter? 877-943-9673. I'm Bill Bunkley. Be right back.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. House Democratic leaders are pressing ahead with criminal contempt charges for Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. House Oversight Committee Chair Elijah Cummings claims that administration officials did not satisfy congressional subpoenas for information related to the administration's attempt to add the citizenship question to the 2020 census. The vote has been postponed. President Trump will be in Greenville, North Carolina for a Make America Great Again rally this evening. The president tweets that he'll talk about people who love and hate our country and the economy. Mexican drug kingpin El Chapo Guzman receiving a mandatory sentence of life without parole in a U.S. prison, probably headed to the Supermax unit in Colorado. Stocks finished lower, the Dow off 116 points today. This is SRN News.
Austin is a junior at Sarasota Christian School.
I just love that every class is not just about the subject. Not only are you learning mentally and growing in the subjects that you're getting, you're also getting a spiritual aspect that you don't really get at another school.
Academics are important, but there's no higher priority than spiritual growth and development within a caring community.
Not a lot of schools have like a retreat where you actually get to go develop as a Christian, but you're also just growing in friendship.
From pre-K through 12th grade, Sarasota Christian is a school where your child will feel accepted immediately, be cared for deeply, and never be made to feel like an outsider.
Yeah, I've always felt welcome here, and that's one of our biggest things that we pride ourselves on. We're really good at inviting and being able to bring kids in and become really great friends.
Sarasota Christian School, dedicated to Christ and your child's success since 1958. Schedule a tour at sarasotachristian.org. That's sarasotachristian.org.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here to join this man and this woman in the bonds of holy matrimony.
Does your marriage seem like it's become dull, routine, no excitement or adventure?
Then log on to our station website and use the keyword STRONGER to get a free ebook from Family Life, Stronger Forever, a personalized 6-week plan to grow your marriage closer to God and closer to each other. Again, it's free. It'll help you put the zing back in your relationship.
And when you log on, you'll also be entered to win an adventure with your spouse on Family Life's Love Like You Mean It Marriage Cruise.
So log on now, get the free ebook, Stronger Forever, and enter to win a memorable luxury cruise that could re-spark your marriage.
For your free downloadable ebook and to enter to win the cruise, go to letstalkfaith.com, keyword stronger. That's letstalkfaith.com, keyword stronger.
Weekdays at 1 p.m. Don't miss Fresh Wind Radio with Dr. Jomo Cousins.
The one who does not love has not become acquainted with God, does not and never did know him. For God is love. He is the originator of love, and it is an enduring attribute of his nature.
Fresh Wind Radio with Dr. Jomo Cousins. Weekdays at 1 on Faith Talk 570, 910, and online at letstalkfaith.com.
Hi, I'm Tony Dungy. To be successful in football, you have to be able to read the plays. And to help children succeed, it's important that dads huddle up with their kids and read books. Research shows that reading together helps children develop their vocabulary, learn to think creatively, be better prepared for school, fall in love with reading, and best of all, fall deeper in love with you.
For 5 ways to bond with your kids through reading, visit allprodad.com and start reading with them tonight.
Thank you. I've missed him. And tell him all about the man that I became, and hope that it pleased him.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here, and pardon me as I was just listening a little bit to the lyrics of our bumper music. And a son talking about his father and wanting his father's approval, and just very, very special. Well, this is the Bill Bunkley Show live on this Wednesday afternoon. Phone lines are open, 877-943-9673. Well, we're still having a conversation about President Trump, about his comments over the weekend, about if some congresswomen wanted to leave the country, they could. Very controversial, labeled as racist from the media and the left. And so the president's pushing back, and he's going to be leaving shortly for Greenville, North Carolina, which I just had a shot of the auditorium. Man, it's already filling up, which is what you could expect. So he's going to have some more comments tonight. So phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. Let's get Anthony in here. Anthony, welcome to the conversation.
Brother, you know, as a Reagan conservative, he pretty much got quite a bit of the liberal opposition, but I've never seen anything come out of the abyss against a Republican as it has with Trump. Now, I don't agree, and he wasn't my candidate from the get-go, but a brash individual like himself, I think, was the appropriate guy to come in on the scene, because I just didn't see the other candidates being able to withhold the barrage of attacks this guy has taken. Now, I would wish that he would kind of rein himself a little in and kind of give it some thought. But, you know, I think the comments he made, I don't see him as bigoted. I think they were more of a challenge, because the way he's taken upon himself the weight of the mass anti-patriot atmosphere that's being leveled against conservatives, against the moral majority. And I think he takes it upon himself personally, and he tends to lash out. And it's just, to me, he kicked the nest of the loony left, and I think it's unraveled them to the degree that they're just coming out of the woodworks. Now, not that they wouldn't have come out had another Republican taken office, but the fact that Trump was one of their guys prior to him becoming latching on to the Republican side, he was one of their guys, and I think it bugs them that he jumped ship. And he's taken upon himself to lash out against them. That's my perception of this guy, because for the vehement attacks against our flag, against our troops, against morality that have come out of the woodworks, this guy pretty much was a guy who kind of disturbed the nest of the leftist, the militant left. And with Antifa, I never foresaw Antifa in the 8 years Obama was in his high chair, reigning as king upon this nation. I never saw those people coming out of the woodworks. All of a sudden, everybody's coming out of the woodworks. And I think, you know, whether you like the guy or not, he is the president, and he is standing up for principles that that conservatives hold dear.
Well, you know, something you said, let me jump here. Something you said was that just triggered another thought, and that is, first of all, you know, Trump can't take all the credit for what's happening here, because the left, I mean, they keep taking the bait over and over and over again, because the president gets so much under their skin. And then he'll rifle off one of these statements to where we're going, oh, my word, not again. But it so gets under the skin of the left. Instead of them understanding, taking the 30,000-foot view over this situation and say, you know what, we got to stop playing this, you know, tit for tat. because that's what he wants us to do. Then we blurt out something that we normally don't talk about publicly, but it's part of our agenda. And then it makes us look worse. The other thing I'll tell you, Anthony, for your last word, is the president, my firm prediction, and this isn't any kind of big prediction, the president is not going to change anything about how he is conducting his affairs. Why? It's already been beta tested enough that he has proven his conservative as well, and we'll talk about it later in the show, his religious freedom credentials and First Amendment credentials. He's proven that enough because he's now at a point that where it is clear that as he is battling the far left, the extreme left, his supporters, with what he has done already and what he's pledging to do, they are going to give him a pass when he's name-calling, when he's doing this, he's doing that. They're going to give him a pass. So he's not worried about his base, and he's not going to change. And so you can see the president, I think, playing the same game because he knows he gets under their skin. They naively take the bait over and over, and then they'll say something that, you know, John Q. Lunchbucket, the regular country, you know, even some liberals, certainly not the far left, but they're saying, you know, these people are ridiculous because of their responses. So, Anthony, I just think that in sort of an interesting way, it's not a likable strategy because of my worldview, but in fact, it's a brilliant strategy, and I think he's going to ride this strategy all the way to a 2020 win. Got a couple seconds here. I'll give you a moment for your last thoughts.
I just wish that he professes to be a believer in Christ, and he has those individuals who have encircled him as faith partners with him. I would just wish that they would kind of somewhat give him counsel on how to approach this, because he's drawing in people who support him in the party, but then he might alienate Christian conservatives by being too out there, too brash, too worldly. I just sense that the way he goes about it, it's to stir up the nest, but at the same time, it just seems like it's not Christ-like. That's just my view.
And again, right.
we didn't elect King David. We elected a president. So, if he is the guy who's going to be the guy who's going to lead the country for another 4 years, as opposed to what the left has in store for us, I just can't. There's no way I can vote against him, because the gates of hell from the left are ready to pour on to us if, in fact, a nominee for a Republican president of next year is not as strong as this guy is. We're looking at a dire straits for this nation.
Well, he gets elected 2020. I don't even want to think about 2024. But, Anthony, we got to go for now. But, man, thank you so much for your comments right on as well. And I will say what Anthony is talking about is, for those of you who are Christians, social conservatives, Christ followers, the big question will be, by the time the vote-by-mail ballots go out next year, early voting polls open up, and for those of you who traditionally like to only vote on Election Day, the big question is, social conservatives, Christians, are not going to go and vote for the Democratic candidate. I am assured of that for Orthodox walk-to-walk Christians. What Mr. Trump has to be very careful with is exactly what Anthony pinpointed, and that is not to overplay this quite frankly, anti-Christian behavior rhetoric, because you've got to get people motivated to get out and vote, where this can come back and hurt him with the base of evangelicals if he overplays this, and then in significant numbers, they decide to stay home. And that's what Anthony's talking about. So I certainly am not concerned they're going elsewhere. And I think, quite frankly, depending on who the Democratic nominee is, and if it is not Mr. Biden, And it, well, even if it is Mr. Biden, but I'm saying if it's one of the other candidates that are at least perceptually far left of where Joe Biden is, they just might appear to be so out there. And Trump's going to show that he's, again, a master of pointing out when they've been out there. It will be a discussion for some Christians. But I want to tell you, there have been one or two Christian individuals who were part of his advisory committee who have left the advisory committee because they've been praying about it. And for them to be part of that inner circle, they just could not do that in good faith. And he's got 20 or 30, so it's not a significant amount. But as you know, I always try and just kind of share what's going on both sides of the issue. And I'm not, and by the way, I'm not fair and balanced. I like to say this every now and then. This is not a fair and balanced show. I'm sharing my thoughts from a Christian worldview lens, from a conservative lens, from a social conservative lens. And someone who was born and raised right here in Tampa, Florida, lifelong Floridian. And so what you hear is what you get. And we're not trying to be anything that we're not. Well, our phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. And what we'll get to next is play a couple of excerpts and talk about what's happening with Dennis Prager, the Prager U, censorship by Google. Also, Facebook was, you know, they're going to do this new cryptocurrency. Oh, my word. You couldn't be trusted with people's privacy. You just got a $5 billion fine. You're now taken to task because you're throttling and, you know, how you're dealing with people posting messages and everything is certainly a mystery. And now they're wanting to be trusted to introduce their own currency. Now, we're talking monopoly here. We're talking Alphabet, which is Google, monopoly. We're talking Amazon, taking books off their shelf, monopoly. Facebook, what they're doing, monopoly. And these are some very serious times. Well, we're going to hear from Dennis Prager. And we're going to hear from Ted Cruz coming up in a moment. And so that's going to be very, very important. Phone lines are still open at 877-943-9673. I'm Bill Bunkley, The Bill Bunkley Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Jerry Boyer of Town Hall Finance for townhall.com. Bloomberg News and CNBC report that the Trump administration is seriously considering a rule change which would stop the IRS from taxing investors based on phantom gains from inflation. Let's say you buy an investment for $100 and you sell it a few years later for $105, but inflation was 5%. You didn't really make any money. In real purchasing power, you just broke even. But the way the system works now, you'd have to pay taxes on that $5. That's not taxing income. That's confiscating wealth. Larry Kudlow, now the president's chief economic advisor, has long been a champion of this idea. And it looks like the president is on board. And it looks like the president can do this without buy-in from Congress. We should hope the president embraces this idea and moves forward with it. It's good economics, and it would be good politics as well. I'm Jerry Boyer.
Sponsored by ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom.
Did you buy into the timeshare lies?
I can tell you that I had a four-year experience with a timeshare corporation who did nothing but lie to me.
That swapping locations was easy?
They made this sound that this would be a really good deal.
that I could go anywhere, anytime I wanted to. That never worked out.
Timeshare lies. Thousands of timeshare owners know the feeling. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I worked for the largest timeshare company in the world. When I learned the truth about what they were selling, I quit my job and instead became the pioneer in helping folks get out of their timeshare contracts legally. I understand that trusting anyone after buying a timeshare is a difficult task. That's why I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
For a free information kit on how to cancel your timeshare, call Wesley Financial Group now. 800-656-1551. 800-656-1551. 800-656-1551.
The traditional way of listening to the radio is simple. The system is 100 years old where you have a station and you have a radio. In my opinion, this traditional way of listening to the radio is still the most enjoyable. This is Bob from C. Crane, and today I'd like to tell you about a brand new radio called the CC Radio EP. It is a simple AM-FM radio that comes with superior AM reception, but there's no clock to set or alarm. It has needle and dial tuning, so all you have to do is turn it on and tune it in. The performance is equal to our very best radio. The price is also simple. Everyone loves simplicity with high performance. That's exactly what you'll find with the EP. It sure brings a joy to radio listening.
Order the CC Radio EP for only $69.95 by calling 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or visit us online at ccradio.com.
Cornerstone Pros.
When it comes to hiring an AC, plumbing, or electrical contractor, finding one you can trust has always been a challenge. Until now, Cornerstone Pros' commitment to quality surpasses customer standards. You can count on the technicians at Cornerstone Pros to go out of their way to deliver an exceptional experience. That's the Cornerstone difference. Call 813-291-0522.
For service like it ought to be. Fair.
Hello, my name is Chantal Lamore. I'm the Youth Ministry Director at Christ Gospel Church. I'm inviting you to join us for Vacation Bible School 2019 as we take a wild ride through the African savannah to reveal God's character of goodness. VBS is for everyone and will take place nightly, July 22nd through July 26th from 5 to 8 p.m. For more information, please call the church at 727-327-0997. God is good.
Is it going?
Hey, let's get back at it. Bill Bunkley with the Bill Bunkley Show on this Wednesday afternoon, 877-943-9673. Want to get to one of our two cuts having to do with Google censorship. But first, I want to remind you that we are in our July book giveaway with our sister organization, Regnery Books. This month's book is Soaring to Glory, a Tuskegee Airman's firsthand account of World War II by Philip Handelman. It's the account of one of the 14 living members of the Tuskegee Airmen. That is Lieutenant Colonel Harry T. Stewart, Jr. And by the way, the colonel's going to be with me on Friday afternoon, 4 o'clock hour. You don't want to miss that interview. 43 combat missions in Italy, one where he shot down three German planes, and this is a great read. We're going to give not one, two, three, but five copies away for this book. And if you want to find out where you can go right now to theanswertampa.com, theanswertampa.com, or theanswersarasota.com. That's theanswersarasota.com, kind of a new website for our answer stations. But go and register now for the contest, and you can register every day up to and including July 31st. Again, you can either take your pick, theanswertampa.com or theanswersarasota.com. Yesterday, in the U.S. Senate Constitutional Subcommittee, of which Ted Cruz is the chairman, well, it was a day that Dennis Prager gave his testimony, and Google was on the hot seat. What we're going to do is we got two cuts, can only get one in during this hour. Let's go to Senator Ted Cruz really lighting up Google yesterday about some of their practices.
One of the companies that has been demonetized by Google,
repeatedly is Prager University. Dennis Prager is sitting here. He will be testifying on the next panel. Mr. Prager is, in my judgment, a highly learned, erudite individual, studied and well thought on a great many issues. And in my experience, I've always found that I learn when listening to Mr. Prager, whether I happen to agree with a particular issue or not. And yet, YouTube actively censors the content Mr. Prager is producing. Is it your view that Mr. Prager is somehow disseminating dangerous ideas or ideas that fit into the bucket you were talking about of violent extremism or hate speech?
No, Senator. Maybe if I can just explain. Mr. Prager is a YouTube success story. Mr. Prager has more than 2 million followers, as I understand it. Mr. Prager's and all of Mr. Prager's content is available on YouTube, the main YouTube channel. We do have a very small percent of our subscribers who opt for what we call restricted mode. These are mostly institutions like churches or perhaps schools, where there's certain more mature content that they choose not to have access to. Now, this is less than 2% of the overall YouTube watchers, but we do feel it's important that to give those institutions that degree of control. There is a small percent of Mr. Prager's overall content, as I understand it, less than a quarter of his content, that is deemed to be in that category of more mature. And so for that very small percentage, they will not have access to Mr. Prager's more mature content. Other than that, it is complete. And just to be clear, this is content, for instance, maybe perfectly acceptable to watch, but for those who perhaps references to violence or war or rape, things like that. So that's the basis.
Just for the record, is that PragerU has produced 325-minute videos, and that YouTube has censored 56 of them, so roughly 20%. Among those that are censored include a video on the Ten Commandments. Another one censored includes a video on the history of the nation of Israel. The restrictions are purportedly for blocking things like pornography, but apparently in YouTube's world, talking about the Ten Commandments and the nation of Israel is comparable and should be blocked.
Respectfully, Senator, that's not right.
What I was trying to explain is
all of Mr. Prager's, the Ten Commandments, all those are available to 98% of YouTube viewers, 98.5, I believe. 1.5% of our viewers have activated, again, this restricted mode, churches, schools, maybe libraries, that don't want to have their viewers exposed to more mature content. The video, I believe the Ten Commandments video, for instance, contains references to murder and I believe potentially Nazism or World War II, something along those lines. There are other videos that have in that category, in the number that you referenced, 56, whatever it is, that may make reference to rape. That's the reason. But they're not censored. They're available to everybody who's using normal YouTube. They are not available to the small subset who have chosen to activate restricted mode.
All right, that'll wrap up the first hour of the Real Bunkley Show, but we're only halfway through this story. And that means that coming up, wait till you hear Dennis Prager and wait till you find out why the Ten Commandments has been, well, blocked. Our phone lines will be open at 877-943-9673. All that and more coming up on the second hour of the Bill Bunkley Show on AM 570 and 910. Come on over, grab a cup of coffee, turn the radio up in the car, and take a listen and join us in the conversation.
It's long, over a 1,000 chapters, over 30,000 verses. No wonder so many of us have never read it cover to cover. Want to do it? Want to read the entire Bible? Start today at BibleStudyTools.com. BibleStudyTools.com includes Bible in a Year, an interactive plan for reading, learning, and understanding the Bible. Deepen your faith and impact your walk with God one day at a time. Bible in a Year, just one of the new interactive Bible study tools at BibleStudyTools.com.
Sunday afternoons at 12:30 and 6:30. Listen to Calvary Church Radio with Dr. Willie Rice.
When's the last time you found yourself at a prayer altar broken by the power of God and you were crying out to God to do something in your life?
Calvary Church Radio with Dr. Willie Rice. Sundays at 12:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. on Faith Talk, AM 570, 910, and FM 102.1.
Faith Talk 570 WTBN Pinellas Park. Online at letstalkfaith.com, a service of the Salem Media Group.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The House is set to block a maverick Democrats' bid to impeach President Trump.
Congressman Al Green's push has no chance of prevailing.
No, I think we'll get rid of all this right now.
House leaders say it would be premature to vote on impeachment now and force vulnerable lawmakers into making a choice. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says they're pushing to make a stronger case for impeaching the president through investigations by several committees.
That is the serious path that we are on.
A vote also risks deepening the rift between Pelosi and some liberal Democrats pushing to oust the president. Sagar Magani at the White House.
House Democrats issued a rebuke against President Trump, passing a resolution condemning what they called Trump's racist comments, supposedly aimed at four left-wing congresswomen, even though he never mentioned them by name. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says Democrats are also having trouble condemning their own, like Congresswoman Ilhan Omar.
Omar basically says anybody that supports Israel is doing it for the money and been about as anti-Semitic as you can be. And our Democratic friends couldn't muster the ability to deal with her words. So it's just the way things are up here. You get pretty tribal pretty quick.
It's hot out there in a large part of the country with temperatures in the 90s and triple digits along with high humidity. Meteorologist Andrew Orison.
The smartest thing that a lot of people can do is to try to avoid strenuous activities outdoors. And if you do have to be outdoors, just try to limit the amount of time that you're going to be exposed to the sun itself. And if you can, try to stay in a cool area, preferably indoors, places that are air conditioned.
The main story of the late week will be the excessive heat, with Friday and Saturday looking to be the warmest days of the year thus far. Heat indices will be in the mid-100s. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 116 points to 27,219. The NASDAQ dropped 38. The S&P lower by 20. Oil down to $56.78 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Prime Minister Theresa May on Wednesday criticized the increasing intolerance and absolutism of world politics in a message many will see as aimed at her successor as Britain's leader.
Today we do have grounds for serious concern, both domestically and internationally. In substance and in tone, I'm worried about the state of politics. That worry stems from a conviction that the values on which all of our successes have been founded cannot be taken for granted.
She fears that extremism of one sort or another is gaining an upper hand.
This absolutism is not confined to British politics. It festers in politics all across the world. We see it in the rise of political parties on the far left and far right in Europe and beyond. and we see it in the increasingly adversarial nature of international relations.
May was defeated by pro-Brexit members of May's Conservative Party, who condemned its compromises with the EU. News and analysis at townhall.com. Newly public federal data shows how drug companies increased shipments of opioid painkillers across the U.S. as a national addiction crisis accelerated from 2006 to 2012.
The data reported by the Washington Post show that companies distributed 8.4 billion hydrocodone and oxycodone pills to commercial pharmacies in 2006 and 12.6 billion in 2012. Over that seven-year period, 76 billion pills were distributed in all, and prescription opioids contributed to more than 100,000 deaths in the U.S. The data was released as part of lawsuits by local governments seeking to hold drug companies accountable for the crisis.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The Post and HD Media, which owns newspapers in West Virginia, sued for the information. It has not yet been released to the public or other media outlets. The maker of OxyContin, Purdue Pharma, has been cast as the chief villain. More at townhall.com.
Christ demands first place. There's no room on the throne of your heart for two gods.
This is the Bill Bunkley Show on Faith Talk 570 and 910 WTBN.
Our rights come from nature and God and not from government.
History will record with the greatest astonishment that those who had the most to lose did the least to prevent its happening.
Phone lines are open. In Hillsboro, 813-287-5700 or toll free 1-877-943-9673.
As for me and my house, we've already made a decision. We are going to serve the Lord. And that's a decision that every single person here tonight has to make. You either have to decide that you're going to serve the gods of materialism all around or the true and the living God.
And now, the president of the Florida Ethics and Religious Liberties Commission. Here's Bill Bunkley.
Good Wednesday to you. This is Bill Bunkley, and it's the Bill Bunkley Show live, and we're delighted to be with you for our second hour. If you have wandered over from our answer stations in the biz, hey, welcome to this Wednesday edition of the Bill Bunkley Show. As always, we enjoy hearing from you and dialoguing in conversation, and that's a way that the thousands of folks that are listening to the program this afternoon get a chance to not only hear maybe the same viewpoint, maybe differing viewpoints, but the main idea is everybody learns and we advance knowledge down the road, and that's what I've pledged to do. Well, we have been talking about a couple of issues during the first hour, and we're halfway through one of those issues, and we're going to start off by hearing from my colleague, Dennis Prager, in just a moment. But let me set this up a little bit, especially why this is important to you and I who are Christ followers. Now, this comes from a hearing yesterday in the United States Senate. It's a subcommittee meeting on the Constitution, the Constitution Subcommittee, that is chaired by Senator Ted Cruz. And if you missed it, at the end of the last hour, we played interaction between Ted Cruz and the Google representative that was testifying before Congress. Major part of that conversation was the censoring of certain videos put online, YouTube, whatever, by PragerU. Now, PragerU is an organization overseen and run by Dennis Prager. Dennis Prager is our Salem Radio national talk show host on our answer stations. And that would be AM 860 here in pretty much the I-4 corridor. Get down to Sarasota-Bradenton, AM 930, and we certainly have, you can go online, we've got several FM transmitters around to give great signals. But anyway, Dennis had some of his ongoing dispute with the censorship and how Google arrives at what content they put up on the search page, what content they put down at the bottom of the search page, because here's why that's important. Ask yourself the question. When you look up something on Google, how many do you and how often do you scroll down the past page? Excuse me, the first page. And to make my point, how many of you, unless it's a really, really, really important topic to you, like how to fix your refrigerator or something, how many of you go through 2, 3, 4 pages of the Google search pages trying to find the very best counsel, the very best advice? Well, I would tell you that my belief is unless you're trying to fix something or it's a topic of the day, you're going to go through the first few topics on the search engine page. That's once you get past the paid ads that's already trying to influence you with a financial connection to it. Well, there have been some of the PragerU videos who have been censored. Now, understand, I think there's only two major categories to get censored, and it's either pornographic or hate speech or something like that. Certainly pornographic. And if you're with us the last hour, you heard what Google was talking about. Well, yeah, there's some child protection software that you don't want pornography on it. So if Google, and they own YouTube, if they want to say your video is pornographic, then that code goes out, and there's a certain, and by the way, churches, this is going to be repeated in a minute by Dennis Prager, but churches, schools, students, etc., you're going to find that because some of Dennis Prager's videos have been labeled pornographic, they're not seen in a lot of academic circles. I mean, there's some real issues here. So what we're going to do is we're going to take you back to the hearing room in Washington, D.C., and you're going to hear from Dennis Prager. And I want you to particularly key in on two of his videos. He's going to talk about them, but I want to just give you a heads up. One is a video concerning the Ten Commandments. Another was done by Democrat liberal lawyer Alan Dershowitz on the forming of the State of Israel. Now, if you had your child stuff on or you had your filters on, apparently both of those have been deemed pornographic. Don't make this stuff up. And why that's so very important, especially to this audience, our faith-based audience and Christ followers, is when you're posting, receiving, or reading, understand that there is a lot of, and I'm just going to call it what I think it is, a lot of game playing, say, between what I write on something to think about and by the time it gets to whoever gets to read it. And I've had two or three of my posts have been removed. Especially, I'll just tell you like it is, you address anything that has to do with gay rights, transgenderism, LGBT. I mean, those things flash up on the edit screens at Google, Facebook, Twitter, and elsewhere quicker than you can say, you know, post it. But nonetheless, we've talked about this the last couple of days. Let's go ahead and listen to Dennis Prager. I think this is his opening statement. And as he was questioned later in the day, most of it referred back to this statement. So I wanted you to hear this to get a flavor because this is very important for conservatives, social conservatives, and Christ followers to know what you're getting or what you're not getting. And others are manipulating what you see or what you get on social media. Let's listen in.
It is an honor to be invited to speak in the United States Senate, but I wish I were not so honored because the subject of this hearing, Google and YouTube's, and for that matter, Twitter and Facebook's suppression of internet content on ideological grounds, threatens the future of America more than any external enemy. In fact, never in American history has there been as strong a threat to freedom of speech as there is today. Before addressing this, however, I think it important that you know a bit about me and the organization I co-founded, Prager University, PragerU, as it is often referred to. I was born in Brooklyn, New York. My late father, Max Prager, was a CPA and an Orthodox Jew who volunteered to serve in the U.S. Navy at the start of World War II. My father's senior class thesis at the City College of New York was on anti-Semitism in America. Yet despite his keen awareness of the subject, he believed that Jews living in America were the luckiest Jews to have ever lived. He was right. Having taught Jewish history at Brooklyn College, written a book on anti-Semitism, and fought Jew hatred my whole life, I thank God for living in America. It breaks my heart that a vast number of young Americans have not only not been taught how lucky they are to be Americans, but have been taught either how unlucky they are or how ashamed they should be. It breaks my heart for them because contempt for one's country leaves a terrible hole in one's soul, and because ungrateful people always become unhappy and angry people. And it breaks my heart for America because no good country can survive when its people have contempt for it. I have been communicating this appreciation of America for 35 years as a radio talk show host, the last 20 in national syndication with the Salem Radio Network, an organization that is a blessing in American life. One reason I started PragerU was to communicate America's moral purpose and moral achievements, both to young Americans and to young people around the world. With a billion views a year, and with more than half of the viewers under age 35, PragerU has achieved some success. My philosophy of life is easily summarized. God wants us to be good. Period. God without goodness is fanaticism, and goodness without God will not long endure. Everything I and PragerU do emanates from belief in the importance of being a good person. That some label us extreme or, quote, haters only reflects on the character and the broken moral compass of those making such accusations. They are the haters and extremists. PragerU releases a 5-minute video every week. Our presenters include 3 former prime ministers, 4 Pulitzer Prize winners, liberals, conservatives, gays, blacks, Latinos, atheists, believers, Jews, Christians, Muslims, and professors and scientists from MIT, Harvard, Stanford, and a dozen other universities. Do you think the Secretary General of NATO, or the former prime ministers of Norway, Canada, or Spain, or the late Charles Krauthammer, or Philip Hamburger, distinguished professor of law at Columbia Law School, would make a video for an extreme or hate-filled site? The idea is not only preposterous, it is a smear. Yet Google, which owns YouTube, has restricted access to 56 of our 325-minute videos and to other videos we produce. Restricted means families that have a filter to avoid pornography and violence cannot see that video. It also means that no school or library can show that video. Google has even restricted access to a video on the Ten Commandments, as we have seen. Yes, the Ten Commandments. We have repeatedly asked Google why our videos are restricted. No explanation is ever given. But of course we know why, because they come from a conservative perspective. Liberals and conservatives differ on many issues, but they have always agreed that free speech must be preserved. While the left has never supported free speech, liberals always have. I therefore appeal to liberals to join us in fighting on behalf of America's crowning glory, free speech. Otherwise, I promise you, one day you will say, first they came after conservatives, and I said nothing. And then they came after me, and there was no one left to speak up for me. Thank you.
Very powerful testimony. Bill Bunkley here, The Bill Bunkley Show. That was my colleague Dennis Prager. And he actually left Washington and flew out to L.A. to the left coast where he'll be speaking tonight. He'll be back on his show tomorrow. And if you've never had a chance to listen in, Tomorrow on AM 860 in the greater Tampa Bay I-4 corridor areas or Sarasota Brains and its AM 930 are answer stations. You can also listen online. Dennis will be on from 12 to 3, and I'm sure he's going to have a lot more to sort of debrief about that. But to take it a step further, just the reason why I want you, our audience, to understand what's going on. In the Ten Commandments, you probably all know that there's a commandment that says, thou shalt not murder. Not. It got flagged because of the word murder. And even after numerous and numerous attempts by Dennis Prager, the folks at PragerU, to engage Google to say, just because it has the word murder, read the sentence, read the commandment. So Google doesn't care. It just got the, it just has the wrong word, and it doesn't matter that it does matter. It makes a moral statement. Do not commit murder. And I don't think I have to tell you about the anti-Semitism and the anti-Jewish sentiment among the liberal left right now, the far left, and certainly some of these monopolies. But anyway, know that this is what we're up against. And remember, at some point in time, those of us who are believers and followers, I believe that we'll be raptured out before this happens. I respect you if you don't believe that we'll be raptured out until Jesus comes after the 7 years tribulation. I also respect those that believe that that mid-trib, 3.5 years in, will be out of here. But I believe that when I see Jesus in the sky on the white horse, and will just absolutely be an event of all events that we're raptured out. But then there's going to be an Antichrist. And boy, I tell you, between artificial intelligence and all that we're seeing around us, what happens when that very attractive individual comes out of Europe and he's able to get all the ruckus in the world calm down, and he brings peace to everywhere, including Israel, will fall for it. He'll reign for 3.5 years before he turns, and then everyone will have to have a chip, mark of the beast. Did you see where Elon Musk, Tesla, the space capsule, all of what they're doing? He is promoting everyone having a chip in their head. That's right, a chip. So, voices like the great American Dennis Prager and others ought to have an equal level playing field as yours truly joins him to fight for not only this country, but for this world. And I'm in this fight on behalf of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How about you? 877-943-9673, 877-943-9673. We've got a grim update coming up next, but you must know how to pray. 218 million children across the globe have been put into forced labor, forced into the sex trade. Gospel for Asia has an update. I'll have that next in the Bill Bunkley Show. Phone lines are open, 877-943-9673.
Here at Faith Talk, we are always amazed at what God does at our annual Pastor's Appreciation Day event. Spirits are refreshed through fellowship and encouragement. 2019's event will be the best ever, and Pastor, we want you to experience it. So save the date, October 17th, for Pastor's Appreciation Day at Armature Works in Tampa with keynote speaker Philip DeCourcy, an amazing meal, a vacation getaway giveaway, and so much more. Last year, the room was full, so reserve your seat today at letstalkfaith.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Amber in trials tested mild to moderate symptoms. Testimonial is based on 90 days of use. Results may vary. IRI, U.S. Mulo, 52 weeks by UPC.
Hi, I'm Mary Lou Retton, and I want to talk to you about something I haven't liked to talk about until now, my menopause. All my life, I've had energy, energy to win gold in 84. But when menopause hit me, with the hot flashes and the night sweats, I began to feel sluggish every day. That all changed when I discovered Ambren.
Ambren safely relieves 12 menopause symptoms by helping to restore your hormonal balance. Ambren is 100% drug-free, estrogen-free, and clinically tested. Ambren is America's number one menopause relief supplement.
Thanks to Ambren, my fear of hot flashes is gone. My sheets aren't soaked every night, and my energy is back. Give Ambren a try and see what it can do for you. It works. It really works.
Hurry to your Walmart, Walgreens, Target, and other fine retailers nationwide and get Ambren today.
You're an author writing a Christian book, so you may know this cheery little fact. Old-fashioned publishers reject thousands of manuscripts each year. You know your book is fabulous, but hey, if it's not what a publisher needs, eh. All you need is your book in print. You want it on Amazon. You want to spread the word the way you've written it, so do it. Forget old-fashioned publishing. Publish yourself with 21st Century Christian Publishing at Zulon Press. Fast and affordable, Zulon Press gives you the power to put your Christian book on the market the way you want it. Zulon Press knows your mission because they have the same mission. Publish your book. See it on Amazon. Be a published author with Zulon Press. Learn more with your free guide to Christian publishing. Visit ChristianPublishing.com. Get your book hot off the press. Zulon Press. Find your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same great people who bring you this nifty radio station.
I'd been searching for ways to grow deeper in my faith and strengthen my daily walk, and I found it at crosswalk.com. From Bible study tools to Christian living articles, devotionals, movie reviews, to marriage and finance articles, well, you get the idea. Crosswalk.com also has a great online community of Christians just like me. With everything just a click away, it's like having a trusted friend, teacher, and mentor right here at my desk every day.
Crosswalk.com, the intersection of faith and life.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I'm thrilled to be co-hosting the Stand With Israel tour with my friend Dennis Prager. This tour of the Holy Land will bring us face-to-face with one of our country's most important allies and one of the most fascinating spiritual regions on earth. This bucket list trip will deepen your faith and expand your mind. I personally want to invite you to join me on this journey. Register today, and I'll see you in Israel.
Call to book today, 800-247-1899, or click Stand With Israel at letstalkfaith.com.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here, The Bill Bunkley Show. We're live. If you're just joining us, welcome to the conversation. Phone lines are open to do just that, to join the conversation at 877-943-9673, 877-943-9673. Well, you might want to get a pencil and paper out because I'm going to ask you to consider putting my next report on your prayer list. You know, as much as being said about some of the flaws, some of the dark spots on American history, and believe me, there's plenty enough to talk about. Slavery has certainly been on the front burner. Racism on the front burner. And as I was thinking about this next story, I don't know whether the Lord brought it to my mind or my consciousness brought it to my mind, but I just thought back to the mid-1800s, the Ivory Coast of Africa, the slave trade, indigenous people being rounded up by, first of all, their own indigenous people, black on black, rounding up their brothers and sisters, or maybe from another tribe that they've been warring with, but gathering up these individuals and bringing them down to the Atlantic seashore, putting them on those slave ships, which were dark, musty, moldy, rat-infested, horrible, horrible holds down in the ships, chained in side by side by side like a couple hundred corpses, making the journey all the way across the Atlantic, thinking about the slave trade as they came into Charleston, South Carolina, as I'm reading about the horrible massacre, the pastor's book about forgiveness to the shooter that killed those precious souls that were having a Wednesday night Bible study, including this pastor's wife who had just been ordained. And I think about that dark history of slavery. And let me just say this. I grew up going out west. I grew up being around Native Americans. Seen my share of Native Americans who had been placed on reservations and didn't know much other than being an alcoholic all day. We've made some mistakes. There's no doubt about it. Big mistakes. But, you know, the difference is we are progressing forward. And I don't mean as progressives. I'm taking the word in its literal term. And, you know, we have come out of a lot of that. But there's still a lot of hurt and a lot of scars. But I want you to pay attention to this next report. Yesterday, our friends at the Gospel of Asia released some new and startling numbers. A mind-boggling 218 million children around the world are involved in, well, I'll call it slavery. Child labor, with millions trafficked in these forced labor as well as the sex trade. And if you want to drill down this report, you can go to the website for Gospel of Asia, gfa.org. That's gfa.org. Bangladesh is top of the list of countries where child labor is most prevalent, followed by Chad, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Ethiopia, India. By the way, if you want to Google or go to gfa.org, the name of the report is Child Labor, Not Gone, But Forgotten. Child Labor, Not Gone, But Forgotten. Modern day slavery running rampant across the globe. Dr. K.P. Yohanan, who's been a guest on my show, founder of Gospel for Asia, he said, and I quote, "The exploitation and abuse that children face in many parts of the world right now is staggeringly evil and beyond shocking. As their struggle becomes more visible via social media and other media channels, we here in the West can't pretend we can't see what's happening. God sees each of these children caught in the child labor, caught in slavery, caught in the sex trafficking industry. He's calling you to pray today." KP says he's calling you to pray, you to engage, and to you to ask God how you can act on their behalf. 218 million children involved. That number alone would make this group the fifth largest country in the world. Think about that. To understand how staggering this number is, fifth largest country in the world. 134 million of those children are in forced labor in Africa and Asia alone. 2.7 million children around the world die every year from work-related injuries and illnesses. And almost half of the world's forced child laborers are under, are you ready for this? Under 11 years of age. There are little girls under age 11 who are in situations where they are taken advantage of multiple times a day. Just breaks your heart. By the way, 218 represents two-thirds of the population of our country here in the U.S. Think about that. Two-thirds of America forced into labor, most under 11 years of age, sex trade. And by the way, they have reports of kids working as young as age 5. And they are sent out to go through the trash heaps for recycling items or working as a domestic servant. KP says that most of these children don't get enough to eat, and the physical labor they're forced to do can actually cripple their bodies as their bodies have not formed yet. Muscles, bones. And more must be done with the authorities, especially in the area of runaway children or missing children. Gospel for Asia has a program called Bridge of Hope. They're trying to make a difference. They are making a difference in schooling, in meals, in clothing, in medical care. For the 70,000 people, strike that, 70,000 children that they are serving in Asia, keeping them out of this child labor trap. And so I want to just remind you that these children can work up to 16 hours a day. These children, especially, you've seen the scenes from India. They get beat with a PVC pipe, constantly verbally abused. If they're caught playing, if they're just caught playing like a child plays, God is calling the church around the world, KP says, to intercede and act on their behalf of these children, to exclude, I should say, to execute justice for the oppressed and the fatherless. If you'd like to find out more about the Ministry of Gospel for Asia, maybe you'd like to check them out. They've got a very high rating in terms of their ministry for giving, go to gfa.org. That's gfa.org. Check them out. And I tell you what, between this organization and those that are persecuted for their faith, just say a prayer of thanksgiving either right now or tonight to your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because I don't know how we got called to America. I don't know how we got called here. And it's very easy with all the distractions, all the pleasure, all the multimedia. It's real easy not to realize how good we have it here because of his blessings upon us in this nation. But at least pray in the same way that this country has been praying since we outlawed slavery, took a long time, but the progress was made. We just pray for the same sort of progress to rescue these children out of forced labor, out of the sex trade, and to share with them the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is GFA.org. That's GFA.org. Well, let's take a break. Check in with SRN News when we come back. The State Department under President Trump. I want to talk about religious freedom. I want to talk about the commitment of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. And I want you to, over the break, think back to the State Department as it was under the leadership of President Barack Obama in the area of freedom of religion and religious persecution. Phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. I am Bill Bunkley, and I will be back.
W262CP, Bayonet Point.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The World Health Organization says the deadly Ebola outbreak in Congo is now an international health emergency after the virus spread this week to a city of 2 million people. A WHO expert committee declined on three previous occasions to advise the United Nations Health Agency to make the declaration, but other experts say the outbreak has long met the conditions. The second deadliest Ebola outbreak in history killed more than 1,600 and is unfolding in a region described as a war zone. The maker of OxyContin has been cast as the chief villain in the nation's opioid crisis, but newly released government figures suggest Purdue Pharma had plenty of help in flooding the U.S. with billions of pills, even as overdose deaths were accelerating. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 116 points, the NASDAQ dropped 38, the S&P lower by 20. More details at srnnews.com.
We're surrounded by noise.
Order today.
Bombarded by information. Messages struggling to get attention. So many ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. For the resources and know-how to make it all work, there's Salem Surround. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at surroundtampa.com. Surroundtampa.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Somebody is going to win a free cruise aboard Family Life's Love Like You Mean It Marriage Cruise, visiting the beautiful Caribbean, and it could be you. Just log on to our station website and use the keyword Stronger.
When you enter, you'll also receive their free ebook, Stronger Forever, that includes a personalized 6-week plan to grow your marriage.
For your free downloadable ebook and to enter to win the cruise, go to letstalkfaith.com, keyword Stronger.
Windshields are all about safety, and so is Auto Glass America. If your windshield is damaged and you have comprehensive insurance, we'll install a premium quality replacement with a lifetime warranty at no cost to you. We'll buy back your damaged windshield for up to $100 cash on the spot and come to you with free mobile service. Keep your family safe. Call us today. Remember, if it's chipped or cracked, we'll buy it back. 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS.
Auto Glass America.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you,
We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-340-5765. 1-800-340-5765. That's 1-800-340-5765.
Weekdays at 1 p.m. Don't miss Fresh Wind Radio with Dr. Jomo Cousins.
The one who does not love has not become acquainted with God. God does not and never did know him, for God is love. He is the originator of love, and it is an enduring attribute of his nature.
Fresh Wind Radio with Dr. Jomo Cousins, weekdays at 1 on Faith Talk 570, 910, and online at letstalkfaith.com.
For some people, difficult transitions like retirement, divorce, or loss of a loved one may contribute to feelings of hopelessness or even thoughts of suicide. The risk of suicide is even higher for men over 50 who've served our country, guys like me. Support from friends and family makes such a big difference. Every day, your actions could help save a life. Learn how you can help at veteranscrisisline.net.
Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me. For I am his, and he is mine, bought with the precious blood.
Precious indeed. Bill Bunkley here, The Bill Bunkley Show. Wednesday afternoon. Phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. Religious freedom. True religious tolerance. What a blessing that is, and how blessed we are that our founding fathers wanted to make sure that that was crystal clear, that it is part of our very first amendment to the Constitution, the very first entry section on a Bill of Rights. That's not the case around the world. And I want to showcase for a bit here the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and the State Department and the Donald J. Trump administration. Here's why. It is a priority for the State Department to promote religious freedom around the globe. With all the countries they have an interaction with, it is one of the top priorities for state. So much so, I'm going to talk about the second annual ministerial gathering of leaders that have come in from all around the globe for this ministerial gathering to advance religious freedom globally. And guess who had a commitment to put that together? Well, certainly President Trump in the macro, but in the micro, it's our Christian brother, Mike Pompeo, follower of Christ. It convened last year, and they've convened this year. Now, the reason why, just something to think about, okay? Pardon the pun. But elections do matter. It does matter who you elect. It does matter for you to do your homework and drill down deep to find out just what is their philosophy, what is their plan, what would they like to implement should they get elected. Now, with all due respect, President Obama, during his 8 years, religious persecution, religious freedom, was not something that his State Department, particularly John Kerry, it wasn't an area that they were particularly concerned about. Certainly wasn't a priority. It just wasn't. And therefore, what America could have done during those 8 years from its bully pulpit as the most powerful nation on the face of the earth, we didn't allow any of those violations, pastors in jails, et cetera, to harm us. When I say to harm us, to enter that into some sort of negotiation for a bigger issue. But CBN News covered it. Eric Phillips was there. But the first day of Mr. Pompeo, the U.S. State Department's Ministerial to Advance Religious Freedom Conference, apparently there was many emotional moments as victims came forward to share their religious persecution, to share their testimonies. And by the way, people came from all over the globe from their respective countries, and I understand registration had to be cut off 4 to 6 weeks ago because it was overbooked. According to Sam Brownback, you might remember the former senator, he's now the U.S. Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom. He was there. Sam said, quote, "We've hit a nerve. People want religious freedom, and they want it now." And Mike Pompeo, when he addressed the crowd, he said, quote, "All people from every place on the globe must be permitted to practice their faith openly in their homes, in their places of worship, in the public square, and believe what they want to believe." That hasn't happened. Let me give you a couple flashback dates. October 27th, last year, 2018, 11 people were killed by a gunman at a Pennsylvania synagogue. 11 lives. March 15th, 2019 of this year, 51 worshipers were killed at a New Zealand mosque. Easter Sunday, April 21st of this year, suicide bombers killed 250 people, including many children, in Sri Lanka, Christian church. Some of you may not even be aware of some of these huge atrocities, and these are our brothers and our sisters. By the time we are graduated to heaven, I keep reminding you that there's a very good chance of whatever your neighborhood looks like at this moment, that's not what it's going to look like where you're going to be assigned your housing spot in heaven. We're going to be amongst people from all over the globe. And we ought to care a whole lot more about their well-being and to pray for them than many of us do today. Organizers say 80% of the people worldwide live in a religiously restricted environment. No freedom of religion like we have here. That's why it's so important to fight for this. That's why I'm so encouraged that our Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, has made this a priority. I am excited about what they do to work to get American religious prisoners released from foreign prisons. Secretary Pompeo said that his own Christian beliefs compel him to fight for the freedom of others, not just in the United States of America, but around the world. Understand that the far left, as Dr. Jack Graham shared a couple days ago, socialism is not compatible with Christianity. Socialism, or the situation where the state, the federal government, in our example, would be our God. Socialism runs hand in hand with atheism. Socialism, like communism, like fascism, is all about a handful of people being in control, living in an elitist environment. And that's why I hope that as you tune in each and every day and as we're covering the issues of the day, that you will truly understand why it's important to not only stay informed, to stay prayed up on these issues, and that when God calls you forward to do something, that you would listen to that still small voice and say, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I can play that part. But you know what? No matter what happens, what a joy it is to be a Christian. What a joy it is to know that whatever persecution may come our way, once we accept him and once we mature to the point of knowing that we no longer seek happiness, because that's based on happening, something that sometimes we have to remanufacture over and over. No, we seek the joy of the Lord. So that even when the car breaks down, whenever you have leukemia, whenever you lose your job, I mean, got a call today. Somebody was told, hey, this is your last day. We outsourced your job. By the way, I need the cell phone and get your personal stuff and go. Very close friend that happened to today after he talked to his boss recently and said, no, it's not going to affect you. But you know, God's got his back. God's got your back. He's got my back. And if you don't know this Jesus, today's the day that I would just suggest that you just say, Lord, I want you to be the Lord of my life. Come into my life. Lead me, guide me, and direct me. Pray for him to come into your life. And for those of you that are kind of have walked with Christ, but you know you're on some dead-end streets and you're kind of putting your toe in the water, hey, come in the water of Jesus, the waters of Jesus. Come back to him. And even when we all face adversity, we can just smile and say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, and I'm all well aware of spiritual warfare. Well, that's going to wrap up this Wednesday edition of Bill Bunkley's show. Coming up in just a moment, my pastor, Dr. Ken Whitten, on his radio program, Living Truth, Satan Superman. That's right, that's the topic, Satan Superman, part 2 of 2, coming up in just a couple of moments. I'm Bill Bunkley. Going to sign off for now, but I hope to see you right here tomorrow, 4 o'clock. God bless and good night.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.